Nolte, small electrical biz under fire after wife celebrates Charlie Kirk's assassination. By John Nolte on September 17, 2025. A small electrical business in Oceanside, California, is facing the consequences of yet another Democrat celebrating the murder of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Her name is Megan Farina, and this is what she posted to her 600,000 TikTok followers after a politically motivated left-wing assassin blew out a 31-year-old husband and father's throat in front of a crowd of thousands, and the whole world. Have you noticed how all these insufferable white women talk alike, with a condescendingly sneering tone of your least favorite teacher? Well, because we have at long last entered an era where the political right is no longer wringing our hands in a puppy dog circle, whining about corporate media double standards, accountability has fallen on this hideous woman. Turns out she and her husband own a small business called Evolution Electrical, and civic-minded citizens have swarmed this company's review pages to warn people that if you're a Trump supporter, you might want to find another electrician. Not because we should blacklist Democrats over their political beliefs, but in self-defense. In short, someone filled with demonic glee over your friend's murder should not be allowed anywhere near your home's wiring. That's just common sense. Here are some examples from Yelp. Let's join hands and never let these demonic people into our homes. They may run faulty electrical wiring since they are joyous about an assassination on a community activist who never harmed anyone. I'm terrified that they might take it out on us. Thank you, Megan Farina, for the warning. Turns out, they hate people who disagree with them enough to celebrate their death publicly, then they fix your electrical wiring? I can't risk them seeing the Bible or flag in my house, it feels too dangerous. Avoid. I'm here to warn that if you ever need electrical done and are conservative and hire them, they may or may not cause an accidental fire or more damage than one started with. They are not safe to hire, unfortunately. I will never hire Evolution Electrical. Hire them at your own risk. You've been warned. Then, after accountability arrived, Garbage Barbie tried to clean up this mess, but only made it twice as bad with her lies, school shooting, and toxic narcissism. Since then, Yelp reviews for the company have been shut down for the moment. The company has been visited by peaceful people with questions and has released a statement on its company website, which appears to be offline now. Yelp explained, "This business recently received increased public attention, which often means people come to this page to post their views on the news. While we don't take a stand one way or the other when it comes to this incident, we've temporarily disabled the posting of content to this page as we work to investigate whether the content you see here reflects actual consumer experiences rather than the recent events. Please note that we apply this same policy regardless of the business and regardless of the topic at issue." Read more on Yelp support. If you're here to leave a review based on a first-hand experience with the business, please check back at a later date. For 10 years, the regime media, especially CNN, academia, Hollywood, and the Democrat Party have put a relentless fatwa on all our heads with the nonstop chant of Nazi, fascist, white, supremacist, existential, threat. I'll bet this Megan Farina has spent most of her adult life inundated with these blood libels, and lives in a culture bubble that tells her she is a virtuous person for wanting us dead, that she is brave and heroic for openly celebrating, and by extension, encouraging, every terrible thing that happens to us. Enough. Our mantra at stamping this evil out in self-defense must be, peaceful, legal, relentless, merciless. The Democrat Party is now made up of two kinds of people. One, those who celebrate our murder, and two, those who tolerate those who celebrate our murder. We cannot unite with the people who literally want us dead when we've committed no sin other than winning the argument. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.